5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
That's coming in your way, Fett.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I don't get paid dang break.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Good.
Of course you're listening, Big Show. We're up here in Sydney, Rabbits and myself, getting ready to tear this one to shreds, the Demons and the Swans. Back in the studio is Fat, and I think I can see Leroy there as well. Mm. But before we say hello to everyone, Cam Smith, in.
Oh.
The man. And if you bring up anything nautical with him,
nautical.
My understanding is he'll just turn around and walk out, all right? So we have a guarantee you won't go down that path.
I'm going to ask him what's his favourite sandwich, what he likes to have in it.
Also, I think a bit of topics. Might be topics, Brayshaw. Just wait and see if it works. Guernsey Cash. I like the look at that, of course. 10 grand given away yesterday. Rosie Walton's in with some feedback. Travis Head ahead of the test match tomorrow between Australia and New Zealand in Christchurch. So we're all ready to go. Hello to you, Fat.
And a very good joke, of course, Jimmy Boy. G'day to you. Oh, beautiful day here in Melbourne once again, 22.6, so not too hot, beautiful here.
Nice here too.
And I must say, happy birthday to a good friend of ours and the show, Mark O'Reilly.
Oh, Marco.
It's 50th birthday today, mine host of the Glen Ferry Hotel.
Is that where you've been?
The Platform 28, Jim, Bridie O'Reilly.
Bridie O'Reilly's bloody oath.
Gee, I tell you what, and has he dragged a few to his birthday party?
Oh, yes.
Eddie, of course, Eddie McGuire. Jeff Kennett, speaking of presidents.
Hello, Jeffrey's there.
Jeff Kennett said to say good day to you too, Jim. He said he likes your president meetings. Jerry Ryan organised it. The Jayco man and Michelin Wines. He's a star, Jerry. We like Jerry.
Michelin.
Michelton.
Yes, that's it. Yep.
And Kekka. Oh, it was a big...
Kekka was there.
Leon Wingard. That's him. Good man.
Wingard. Leon Wingard, he's called him.
Wingard.
Do you plan to get anyone's name right, Fat?
Well, Cam Smith, I reckon I'll get that right.
I would hope.
Good to see you. Good in here. And we've got over here, is it Rabsy or Leroy?
Well, coming up after the break, we'll catch up with Demon Coach.
Who, Tim? Who? Come on, with me, who?
We got a party going on and it's a free
Talking footy, return
right
back.
Night.
And big numbers, too.
Was it?
Did it start with a bang?
What happened
Rocky
off the
Moses.
Top?
Now, Bill.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go with that where Wispy's around. He doesn't like it.
What?
Does not like
it. Did he have a camel-coloured coat on last night?
Well, you're asking the question.
Hard to say that. He had a camel-coloured coat.
It's not
coat.
Really that hard.
He did.
What, you didn't like the look of the
whispers? No, not at all. No.
Help!
Righto, here we go. Time for a rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Right now. For a tortilla.
Sorry, a rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Oh, that was funny, wasn't it?
Not really funny, no.
Sydney, Melbourne tonight, boys. Not sure if you're aware, but tonight at 7:30.
You're not aware.
6 p.m. You can hear it all on Triple M, of course. 5 debutants tonight, Jim.
Debutants.
Brody Grundy, of course, with the Swans. And James Jordan. Would have been interesting if he was still at Melbourne. I dare say he would have got a game with poor old Gussie not being there.
I reckon you're right.
And for Melbourne, Jack Billings, all the best to Jack.
I like all of those three, but I want Jack Billings to work. He's a good little fella. Yes. I knew him growing up, and I reckon there's good footy in him.
You like Windsor? Pick 7?
I do. Oh, good wheels.
Yes.
Wingman, good wheels. Sniffs a goal.
Oh, good.
I like him.
And Blake Howes. Good luck to him.
Yeah, he's had a bit of a journey
couple of
to get
years.
There, but good luck for him. All of those four or five, actually. I'm looking forward to watching it.
Giants take on Collingwood, of course. When's that? About Saturday night?
That's a long way away.
It is. But Charlie Dean will play his first game. He has been at Collingwood and got drafted 834 days ago. He's had two really bad years with injury, so he's going to play. Good on you, Charlie, the boy from Wesley College. So that's good, isn't it? Jeremy Howe is also out of that game. The Suns and Richmond, Dusty is out. Confirmed today by Adam Uze that Dusty is out. That's a big out. Big out there.
These are, again, Saturday's games.
Yes.
It's Thursday.
Well, this is all I'm reading in the rap. that Rab's put together, by the way.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The NRL, of course, will have the great
league.
Cameron Smith on very, very shortly. But the Melbourne Storm open their season tomorrow night, Jim.
Yes.
They have won 22 straight round one games. 22 straight.
Who are they up against? Well, who are they versing, as the kids say?
Well, guess who they're versing? Penrith Panthers.
Ooh.
Last year's premiers and the year before and the year before.
Yeah,
that's going to be Amy Park tomorrow night. That is a big, big
rocking
game.
And rolling.
Bit of cricket going
so
on.
So they're bringing their ships into our harbour while our ships are out of the harbour.
Oh, yeah. And I find that Cam Munster's not playing, Bill, if you've read that little bit.
Something out. He's a pretty important player for the Storm.
Well, haven't finished yet. Apparently Cam Munster's not playing. He's out. England have won the toss and elected to bat over there in India, Jim, the fifth test.
Fifth test, yep. 3-1 down in the series, yep.
Yeah, they've got some injuries and also some blokes have gone down crook. Robinson has gone downhill. Must have been a bit hot for old Robinson. But so guess who has been put on the team list as sub-fieldsman?
Who?
Paul Collingwood and Marcus Trescothick.
No. No.
Yes, they've been put down.
No.
Yes, if needed, they will take the field to to field.
Paul Collingwood, I think, could field. Marcus Trescothick has not played since... He's nearly my age.
Exactly.
I reckon I played against him.
They are down to 13 players, so those two are on standby there.
Last test match was 2006.
There you go. I'm very confident I played against Marcus Trescothick.
There you go.
That's amazing.
And Australia, New Zealand, of course, tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Well, that's tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow's second test, Jimmy boy. So, and the big source, what about this news?
No, now you never told us this. He's your man.
Yeah. Well, the Phoenix have got rid of him. He still had 2 years to go on his contract.
What's that about?
I don't know what's going on there.
He's their most important player, and he's also their most marketable player.
The most well-liked player by fans, by opposition players, by the media, and especially by us here at the Rush Hour.
Mm-hmm.
We love the big source. So
love the source.
We might have to try and get onto him. Surely he comes back and plays here somewhere, for another team in the NBL, because he was a genuine superstar.
Yeah,
we loved him.
I agree.
How are we going for time? Paddy Mills has found a new home already. Of course, he got
already
cut by Atlanta Hawks.
Yes, Atlanta.
Not the Atlantic Hawks.
Yeah. And he's gone to the Miami Heat. So there you go. Good on you, Mills.
Not as hard to say.
No, that's right. That's thank God for that. But up next, where is he? I'm looking for...
Up next.
Up next.
You're even doing Rabs' job.
Well, he forgets. And where is old Devon Ed?
No. Oh, my God.
NRL legend, Melbourne Storm legend.
Oh, my God.
Cam Smith is in studio with Bill. He's got two jobs. He's not mentioning the boats.
Yep.
And he's not mentioning the Straz that was on his statue as well.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And he can just be as sharp he has been over there.
Oh, no.
Triple M.
The NRL is back tonight with Thursday night footy, then tomorrow night, our Melbourne Storm up against the Panthers, 7:30 p.m. live and free on Channel 9 or stream on 9 Now. And we are joined right now by an NRL legend, Melbourne Storm legend, Cam Smith.
Our next guest is a three-time NRL Premier. He captained the Storm, Queensland and Australia. He played the most NRL games in history and gave us a beautiful moment after winning the 2020 Premiership.
This big V on my jersey, on our jersey, this is who we're playing for. This one's for you, you beauty!
Then he retired and just straight up disappeared.
Now I'm going to ask you, H, the same question we ask every single Storm player that comes on.
Yes.
When was the last time you saw Cam Smith?
I was watching the TV the other day.
Now we've got him. Please welcome Cam Smith.
He's back, man.
Jim.
Been way too long since we've seen him, but the legend is back in town. Welcome, Smithy.
JB, Billy, how are you going?
Hello, Cameron.
Great to be back.
Great to have you in here because it's like an old boyfriend has come back into the room. We were close. We were thick. And then you just took off.
Yeah. No. I didn't take off.
You didn't say goodbye?
Well, I did in some ways, but
like made a
not,
statue.
Not a personal
goodbye
to you,
and
Billy.
I thought,
apologise for that.
That's all right. Where have you been? Tell us. Just give us a little rundown.
Mate, I'm living back, well, in my... where I grew up in Queensland. I'm back in God's country.
Yes.
Living down in the southeast pocket down that way, Gold Coast area.
Oh, are you?
So, where, Burleigh? Or yes. Where, everyone goes to Burleigh.
No,
these days,
not
Smithy.
In Burleigh, no. I'm on the other side of the highway, JB, out in the hinterland area.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a little bit quieter, a little bit quieter.
So you just grabbed Barb and hooked up the boat. And the caravan.
Gone there straight away.
No, they reckon it was like a road train going up the Hume Highway. There was a boat, then you had the caravan hooked up to the boat, and you just grabbed Barb's and you just took off.
Yeah, no. But the boat and the caravan didn't come.
Didn't they?
No.
Sold them off?
Yeah, they're gone. What's been happening?
Well, mate, we've footy season started because we had this secret plan in the AFL. We were going to sneak up to Brisbane and sneak up to Sydney when they were away in Vegas.
Yeah.
And we're going to play.
So last week.
And guess what?
Yeah.
We got the dates mixed up. So we're starting this week when all the games are on. But how did that go, the Vegas thing? How did all that go, Cameron?
Mate, I loved it. Yeah. I don't know what I'll be honest, Billy. When we announced it last year that we're going to take a couple of games over to the United States, I was a little bit sort of skeptical about the idea. You know, many people have tried to take sports to the US and failed, but I wasn't quite sure how it was going to go. I know the Americans do sort of look at our game and find similar things to what they watch with the NFL.
Yeah, they
contact
do.
Contact sport and all that sort of stuff. But wasn't quite sure the reception it was going to get. But 45,000 at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas was huge. The promotions going on all throughout the week were incredible. I was actually sitting there watching both games, and we got lucky. Those four teams really put on
good game,
great show.
Yep.
Big upsets. Hits. Yeah, big hits, couple of upsets, plenty of points, plenty of tries. Great way to sort of, you know, showcase our game overseas. And I was sitting there thinking, if I was a player right now in the current game and I wasn't there, I would have been jealous of those four teams over there.
Yeah.
So I reckon it was a success.
So, Smithy, what about what we haven't heard? Because when we heard four rugby league teams heading into Sin City, and often the teams aren't the best behaved individuals.
Yeah, the bubbler.
What happened at... Smithy, we're up here in Sydney. We're up here in Sydney. We can't be held responsible for what he's going with. But was there anything we didn't hear?
No.
No.
I'm waiting, though, JB. I'm waiting. They've been very tight-lipped. If something's gone on sort of in the build-up or in post-game, maybe when the guys have gone out for a little drinky afterwards. But, no, they've been tight-lipped. I would have been a little bit more concerned for one staff member that was over there other than the players.
What, Dee Ganane?
No.
Well, we were worried about
Alan
him.
Langer.
Oh,
the great Alfie.
I saw him up at the Magic Millions.
Oh, no.
At that, where was I? Northbridge there or somewhere?
Yeah.
That's Perth. Where was
North
I?
Northbridge. No, that's in Perth.
That's not on the Gold Coast, Bill.
Broadmeadows.
Broad Beach. We got there in the end.
Yeah, Broad Beach. He was with some mates. They started at 12 and at 6 o'clock. Geez, he has a go, Alf, doesn't he?
He loves it.
Oh, he loves it.
Did he end up on a table?
No.
Dancing?
He
no.
He couldn't.
He couldn't get up there.
So we did watch it, but I think they're all told to behave because it's a five-year deal. Yes. If they stuff it up early, everyone's in trouble. Mm. Still got the statue? Have you been to see the statue down there?
Oh, it looks
it's still there, I think. I think it's still there. I do see a photo pop up every now and again.
Yeah,
people send it to me.
Happy with it?
Yeah, it looks great. Yeah, yeah. Have you spoke to Billy Slater about
what?
His statue too?
No.
Oh.
Has he got one?
No, it's right next door.
Oh, right.
Have a listen to that.
Come on, mate.
No, I didn't see. I was only
next
looking
to
at
each
you.
Other. Yeah, oh, right. Thank you. Thank you.
Did they
really happy with it, yeah.
Are you?
Mm.
Where are you going with this?
I was just wondering. Look, did you see when someone put some Devon
I actually did. That's really smart. I loved it.
We loved it. Didn't know how you'd take it.
No, what, mate?
And you loved it. Good.
Yeah,
that's good. No, because Jim said
I was going to ask next. Yeah. While we're talking statues, Bill.
Yeah.
We're here at the SCG, and I'm going to ask the great man what happened, because the old entry to the SCG, which is via the rugby stadium, used to have the immortal statues, but that entrance is not there anymore. So I want to know where those statues have gone.
Yes, Smithy.
And when our man is going to be up there, because it's only a matter of time before the great C. Smith becomes the game's, I don't know how manyth, immortal. So we're going to get that out of him next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Not bad.
I thought so. It's something different.
One that I thought wasn't going to work. Probably
sucked in, it worked. Only just did.
Cam Smith has stuck around. By the way, the Melbourne Storm take on Penrith tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. live and free on Channel 9, or you can stream on 9
right
now.
So firstly, Smithy, apologies. Bill's been to a lunch, so he's a long way below what is his best.
I've got a question.
Never discovered what that is.
Do you know Cam Smith?
The golfer?
Yeah.
Yeah, met him before, yeah.
Yeah, good mates?
I wouldn't say we're good mates, but we know each other.
Yeah, so what sort of a question is that?
What's coming?
Do you know we did a phoner one day here? Yeah. Jim come up with this stupid phone idea.
Yeah.
If your name's Cam Smith, ring now.
Yeah, and a bloke came up whose name was Dave. And he said, what's your name? He said, Cam Smith. Now, Smithy,
yes.
All BS aside, and we've known you for a long time, and obviously we put you on the map, so you need to be grateful to us for
absolutely.
That. But your career was ridiculous. 430 games and 42 for Queensland, 56 for Australia. Two-time Dally M. So you're one of the all-time greats. When, not if, are they going to make you an immortal of the game? Is there a period of time you've got to wait until that happens, or what goes on?
Yeah, well, JB, there is. You actually got to be retired for 5 years until you're actually considered.
Right. How long have you been?
Three.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So I've still got a couple more years.
There's only 13.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
That's a good effort, isn't it? Because normally you put people in there, these superstars, but only 13, that's not a lot.
Yeah, over, 130 years now of the game, so.
Is Joey Johns the most, you'll be the most recent after him? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so he's the most recently retired player to go in, JB. There's 13, as you said. He was the eighth.
Yep.
Big Mal Meninga's in there too, so the great man as a player and coach.
Yes.
But actually, a couple of my good mates are up for nomination now. Billy Slater and Jonathan Thurston.
JT.
They're 5 years retired, so I think they can be considered now. So
bloody oath.
There's a fair few great ones
coming.
From my perspective, there's a fair few great players that need to be spoken about before me.
No,
before
I bring humility into this conversation.
Like that. Come on. Just during the break, you're saying, if I don't get in 2 years, that's it. I'm going to turn me back on the NRL. Yeah, speaking of Billy Slater,
yes.
Can you believe how good a coach he has become? Incredible. It's unbelievable, isn't it, really?
Yeah, no, incredible. And I'll be honest, I wasn't surprised at how well he did with Queensland. Just given the way he approached his career as a player and the homework that he did and the preparation was, I've never seen any other person put in the work that and the time that he did to his craft. So, Billy, the way he attacked the coaching role with the Queensland side, exactly the same.
Yep.
Had the team well prepared, all the homework done on the opposition.
But you were underdogs.
He's picked up 2 series win out of 2 series.
Unbelievable.
And you're the assistant, Smithy, so what are you bringing to the table, please? Just some after-hours massaging of the boys? Sure
not a lot. No,
you bring the Esky in and a bit of sandwiches, Devon sandwiches?
You are in good form today, aren't you?
And what about the 9 roll? How's that going, mate? You loving it?
Yeah, loving it. Yeah, no, Channel 9 been great. So working with some of the greatest, footballers and people in our game, Joey Johns, of course, we were just talking about him, Freddie Fittler, Billy Slater, Jonathan Thurston, Darren Lockyer, all the great, Fatty Vaughton, the great fat.
He's still going around.
He's still going. I'll tell you what, though, he doesn't leave home, though. So he lives on the Gold Coast also, but refuses to travel.
Where's he play golf?
He plays at the Grand.
Yeah, the Grand. He's up the Grand.
He's still in that interstate. Anyway, now tell us about Melbourne Storm, because they've won. I can't believe this.
You've done your homework, Bill.
Yes. 22 years straight, Storm have won round one.
Yep.
They come up against the mighty premiership side from last year.
Yes.
Penrith,
that's right. Penrith Panthers.
They've won 3 in a row.
I know. How did they win last year's grand final? They're down by about 20 points to the Bronchios.
Yeah, they were down by, 16?
Jeez, that was a good win.
Maybe 14. With Nate Cleary. With 15 to go, and they scored three tries.
It was
incredible.
Unbelievable win.
Yep.
They had a storm. Can they win this one tomorrow night?
Well, I say they're a good chance, given they're playing at home, and Penrith have just had to travel back from the north of England. So they flew over there to play the English Super League champions in the World Club Challenge.
St. Helens.
So they've had to come back, and they took... So that takes a little bit out of you, but this is a professional footy side. They'll be ready to go. It's hard to take you seriously.
No,
did you just mention the only team you know?
No, I follow the English rugby league. They're unbeatable, St. Helens. They are unbeatable, aren't they?
Well, I don't think they won it last year, so they are beatable.
No, yes.
Well, anyway.
Wigan? No. Anyway. So that gives them an opportunity, but there's a blow to the Melbourne Storm. Cam Munster's been ruled out.
Slipped over in the shower.
Well, that's what we've been told.
Mm. Yeah. What did he do?
Slipped in the shower.
What's he hurt?
Tore a groin.
Something there for us all. but Pappenhausen is back. Pappen. Come on, Cam. How do you pull your groin in the shower? Well.
Listen to that. We can't let him keep talking.
We can't.
We've got to stop him from talking.
Well, it can happen.
Oh, my God.
But Pappenhausen's back. Thank God for that.
Yeah, Pappy's back. Yeah, so he's had a wretched couple of years. So he smashed the kneecap in 2022, 2023 last year, snapped the ankle. Big Nelson swung off a tackle and just cleaned him up.
Mm.
But I've seen him in the preseason games and he looks fit, good. Mate. He looks good. He's running well. Fingers crossed he can stay fit this entire season. If he does that and gets back to his best footy, then the Melbourne Storm are a chance.
Now, you love your cars, Smithy. What are you driving around in still? The Holden special vehicles?
No, I'm not. Oh, JB.
What do you got now?
Well, mate, HSV is not a thing anymore.
Well, I thought they were doing the big Rams or those big.
They're doing the Silverados.
Yeah, that's it.
I had it. I had one of those for a little bit. No, I've just got. I've got the family wagon now.
Oh no.
What? Yeah.
What Kia?
No.
What?
Hyundai Palisade.
What, the people carrier?
You and Barb. And how
big
is the young? How's the young fella going, Jasper? Wasn't
Jasper,
it?
Yeah,
he going well.
No, he's going good. Yeah, he's going good. He's playing league now. So he used to play AFL at the Comets, Q Comets.
Yeah,
but he's now playing league, being up in the northern states, and he's loving it. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Under 15s.
Oh, it is brilliant to see you. We don't get you down here often enough, but you're a bloody superstar, and we look forward to chatting to you soon.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
See you, Devin.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
But we've all ticked it off.
No one's ticked it off.
No.
Including me.
No, I've just announcement. Executive decision.
Announcement.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brown.
Now, I'll tell you what I laughed about a couple of weeks ago, Fat.
Yeah.
They had the Inverlee sausage dog races.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. So owners of sausage dogs or Dachshunds or Dackies
brought
them along. Now, this first started in Port Ferry, by the way. So there's now two places in regional Victoria where they have sausage dog racing. Thousands turned up, Fat.
No.
And Susan Fernando was the owner of the 2024 Derby winner. A chocolate-coloured, long-haired dackie called Frankie.
Frankie.
A three-year-old. But, Fat,
yes.
They don't train them to race. It's just if you think your sausage dog might be a chance, you bring it along.
But aren't they little legs? Their little legs
tiny
wouldn't be
little
able to
legs.
Go.
Their guts rubs along the bloody grass. So Brett Cunningham is the mayor of Golden Plains Shire and the MC of Inverlee Sausage Dog or Dachshund Derby. And I think we got him on the line. Brett, are you there?
Good afternoon. Triple M Rocks Dachshund Derby Racing.
That's
Mate,
it.
What the hell? Now, I've done a bit of research into this because on paper you look at this and think I'd rather headbutt a bloody brick wall. But, Brett, I understand it is one of the great events.
It is. It's been going for about 12 years. A couple of Dachshund owners started about 12 years ago, and it's grown. It's such a big event. We have people from outside the Shire, from Melbourne, come and also from interstate. We set up a day at the Inverlee Football Club ground. I'm sure that Billy's done a cashie out there every now and then.
The Mighty Hawks, yes.
Yeah, coached by Larry Donohue's son, Adam.
Adam, yeah.
Won the premiership last year. So we call it the Field of Dreams, boys. We set up the track about 25 metres.
Yeah, 25 metres?
Yep.
Because their little legs wouldn't be able to go much further.
No, not really. And we set up marquees around there, and we have different events during the day. And one of the events is the best dressed fancy, the owner with a Dachshund.
Yeah.
So young girl came out dressed up as, say, Dorothy, and her dog had the fall hat on as the little tin man. But we actually had a lady in a mobility scooter entered the arena, and her family had built a Caribbean, Pirates of the Caribbean ship around her.
Crikey, oh, she'd gone to some work. So you have the billy can race, you have an egg and spoon race.
Sack race.
And you, I dare say it, do you have a sausage sizzle?
We do, but we sort of keep that a bit quiet because you've got to be a bit careful, Billy. Yeah. But listen, going back to James, it's a very serious event. We also have photo finish technology at the end of the race.
No.
We do. No, seriously. No, seriously, we have to. People take this very serious. It's a big event in the Shire. Yeah.
Well, Brett, you win by a nose. Their bloody noses are as long as the rest of the dog.
Yeah, but there was a boil over in the final. Let me tell you, lane 12 had streeted the first heat in anyway. I was speaking to the owner.
Yep.
I thought, get on.
Yeah.
Jumped out. It was probably about 5 metres in front. And then I think a dog from lane 6 decided to come over 4 lanes and put it into the barrier.
Oh, was there a protest? Did the siren go?
Well, we did have a protest, but it was overruled. And as you said, Frankie, the long-haired 3.5-year-old Dachshund won.
Yep.
And as you might have mentioned, Bill, this follows on this great event from the other great event we have in the Shire, which is the Shelford Duck Race.
Now, Brett, you're busy, Brett, because you do the Imberley Dachshund Derby, and then also you're in charge of the Shelford Duck Race. Now,
we go up to Shelford, and they have that at the Shelford Cricket Ground, and that's supported by the local Progress Association, the Cricket Club, and the Imberley Primary School that has about 12 children that goes there.
Good. Great. So how does the duck race actually work?
You buy a duck for, I think it's $10, yeah, about 1,200 rubber ducks, and then they take them up the top of the river, throw them in the river,
ducks,
and they all float down.
Rubber ducks.
And yes. the first duck past the winning post, the owner, I think, gets about $2,000 cash.
Oh, gee.
But once again, that'd be easy 2,000 to 3,000 people come to that
all
event.
Right. Well, as we let you go, this is magnificent. It's a superb pub on the way through Inverleigh, too, on the
good
right,
pub,
as you're driving towards Geelong. They've done that
beautiful,
up beautifully.
Beautiful pub. Yeah,
so the joint's flying. Thanks, Brett. We appreciate you jumping on.
Is that copper still there at the bridge?
Oh, yeah, he was picking them off come from the Dachshund Derby, I can tell you.
No, no, that's what he does. He sits there and picks
No, does. Seriously, last year he had the most, I think he had the most fines of bookings in Victoria from any place.
I told you, Bill.
I know, he does, mate. He sits
so
there.
Very careful. And look, I really appreciate the rush hour taking an interest in it and allowing us. And also, just quickly, we've got the Golden Plains Music Festival up at Meredith this weekend. Oh, goes for 3 days.
So you're in Inverleigh, Shelford, right, and like Meredith. That. Wow.
Thank
just
you, Brett.
Next year, guys, come down to the race that stops the nation Sunday afternoon.
Yes. All right, I appreciate that. So, Bill.
Yes.
I look at this.
He's
and
a character.
I think, oh, no, isn't he just? Mm. I think you think to yourself, that is not something I'm going to ever attend.
No,
sausage dog racing.
Very nothing.
And so therefore it gets us to 133353.
Hence,
name me something that you thought was going to be really properly naff, but actually wasn't.
Oh,
because the sausage dog races are actually bloody good. And I'm going to give you an example.
Yes,
Moulin Rouge.
Oh,
I went to Moulin Rouge years ago. Dragged along to it, Bill.
Yes,
and I thought this will be the greatest lot of crap known to man.
And
I was getting ready to leave before the interval.
And
it was actually brilliant.
Wow.
So that's what we're talking about.
Right,
something that you thought was going to be crap,
yep,
but was actually brilliant. What are we giving away there, Rabsy?
$150 Zonzo Estate voucher. Enjoy a taste of summer with Zoncello by Zonzo Estate. Inspired by the flavours of Italy, Zoncello, Limoncello Spritz. You can use that voucher online or at the winery.
All right, 133353, ring us now and tell us about the thing you thought was going to be garbage but actually turned out to be brilliant.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
As so often happened in my cricketing life, Phil, I looked for something and I found nothing.
133353, JB, we are asking the audience.
When did you think something was going to be crap and actually ended up being bloody good?
Like sausage dog
racing in Inverleigh. Go on.
Inverleigh, I went to an art gallery. I won't say where it was, but I thought, oh, this would be yuck.
Mona?
Yuck. Well, no. But let me tell you, being a bogan, but the abstract and the sculpture and
abstract.
the
And said obstract.
And the poetry.
It was Mona, wasn't it? The wall.
No, not the wall.
It's the only one you've ever been to. So that's
Mona, why. Elisa was there?
Oh my God. 133353. The question is, when did you think something was going to be rubbish, but it was really good? Mick first, Glen Iris. How are you, Mick?
Mickey.
G'day, boys. Yeah, good. How are you?
Going well. What was it?
Going well, mate.
Mates, a few of my mates kept talking up this Australian backwards running championships down in Port Ferry.
Oh, no.
I thought it was going to be one of the worst things of all time, and turns out it's highly entertaining and one of the better events I've been to live.
You know Donald McDonald, 170 games in North Melbourne, got a place down there. He decided randomly to run in that one year. Never run backwards in his life.
So the umpires
down
should
the
be
main drag.
Oh, how far? How far do they run, Mick?
About 100 metres.
Backwards.
And they wear helmets in case they fall over, because a lot of them take a spill.
Jeez. I like it. Stay there, Mick. Good. That's quality.
Why is it all happening down your neck?
I don't know. They've got, it's the entertainment capital of Victoria. Wayne in Mount Martha, fat.
Hello, Wayne-o.
Hey, boys. How you going?
What have you got for us?
Camel racing in Darwin. I thought, not really keen. I'm into my racing, but never seen the camels, but it's insane. Absolutely psycho. You get these little jockeys on the back of the camel. They're grunting. They're really chucking them off as they're trying to get on it. It was absolutely hilarious and not a bad day's racing, actually.
Bad how to go at that at Mooney Valley.
Mooney Valley, yes. It didn't
stay
stop
on the line. No, yeah, it wouldn't stop for you. Sam in, where's Milnes Bridge?
Sam?
Afternoon, lads. How are you?
Going well, Sam.
Where's that?
Milnes Bridge. We're up near Kerrang, in between Kahuna and Kerrang. Just a little mapped up in the middle of nowhere.
Kahuna and Kerrang.
Kerrang. What happened to you, please, Sammy? What did you think was going to be rubbish but was actually good?
Well, we were over at Denny a couple of weeks ago for the Fishing Classic, and they said they were doing yabby racing for raising money for charity.
Yes.
And the yabbies ended up going for $700 a pop.
No.
Wowee.
Port Douglas, they used to have yabby racing up there too in the good old days. But $700.
Fishing Classic.
Fishing Classic. Did you go to Bunches, the hotel there, Sam?
No, we were with the festival all night, so they do all the catering there. It's a really, really good event that they raise money for the community to restock on fish and all those kinds of things.
Righto, beautiful, Sammy. Stay there.
What was he
Harry's
doing?
Harry's in Tynong. Hello, Harry.
Hey, boys, how are you? Welcome back to me.
Thank you, mate. What did you go to and think this is going to be crap, but it was actually bloody good?
Well, they do it like a local tractor pool.
Oh, Quambatook?
A tractor pool.
Is this at Quambatook?
No, it's out at the little place called Turidan.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Turidan.
It's on the way to Phil Pole near Billy. So, but yeah, they do a tractor pool. So you might have a tractor that's got three V8 engines all stuck together, and all of a sudden it's going up some dirt track trying to pull something behind it.
Yeah, that'd be it. The tractor pool.
That'd be a tractor pool. Yeah. Stay there, H.
I like it.
All right,
Mark. Hey, Billy, while you're there.
Yeah.
Billy,
yeah,
spell Turidan back. Would you have a good laugh on that one?
Yeah, I did. I tried it one day and I got in trouble for it, so I'm not going to do that.
Turidan. Hello, Johnny.
Back, Jimmy.
What's happened with you, please?
When I was travelling around Australia up in Cairns, went to the pub, had cane toad racing on.
Oh.
We seem to have arrived on racing, haven't we? Yeah. Animal racing.
Yeah.
That's strange.
It was good because they painted like little numbers and colours on the cane toads and that, and you could you could purchase one and then you could go hard and barrack for it. So I'm me the Collingwood supporter, I picked the black and white one.
And?
I'm not sure what number it was. I don't think it was number two, like they're doing the dogs. And no good.
Oh, no good.
No good.
Yeah, nah.
Parts of,
but it was good fun, though. It was good fun, but didn't get any get bucks in the tow.
Thanks, Johnny. There's parts of far north Queensland where they take the Callaway driver to you.
They do.
Mark, Chernside Park now. Marco.
Hey, how you going, boys? Love your show. First time, long time.
Good on you, Marco. What do you got for us?
About 12 years ago, me and the wife went to New York. Mainly, I'm a big AC/DC fan, and I went to see ACDC at the Black Ice World Tour at the Giant Stadium on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And me and the missus were only running on about 4 hours sleep a night, and I was pushing 50, so we're doing it tough. So I sort of figured on the Saturday night, the missus really wanted to see something on Broadway, and she booked us in to see the Jersey Boys. Oh, I thought, this is going to be rubbish. It really is. I've never been to these shows. This is where I'm going to catch up on my sleep for sure.
Yeah.
And I had a few grogs. sat in the chair and just started to relax and sink into the chair. And the show started, and after about 10 minutes into it, mate, I just loved it.
Oh, it's the best.
Absolutely awesome. Yo,
Frankie Valli?
It is, mate. The Four Seasons, it is the best. I've been to it a couple of times, mate. It's one of the great live shows.
Well, I actually end up going to see it again because I did like it that much.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, mate. But it is a cracking show.
There's songs you know.
Yeah, all of them.
And you sing along.
In New York, particularly with his bikes.
Yeah, he's a bike rider in New York, Bill. As Liam's in Ballarat to round us up. Hello, Liam.
How many have we got?
Hey, boys.
Well, I've ran out of paper.
Yes, Leo.
Yes, Liam.
G'day, boys.
Hey, Liam.
How we going, boys?
Good. How are you, Liam?
Beautiful, mate.
What did you think was shit?
Outback Queensland boys, we'll continue the animals. Chicken racing.
Oh, come on. They don't have chicken racing.
Tambo in the middle of Queensland, I'm travelling to Australia. There's nothing in the town, boys. Nothing at all. Yeah. And they just talk about this chicken race, and you've got to get there. Ben's chicken race and got to be there tonight. Ben's. You're not there, you're missing out. There's no hype in this town. We get there, and it was bigger than Ben Hur. We had painted chickens running around after a little car with sheep in the back of it. And we were cheering on the piss. It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. Best thing, boys, Royal Flying Doctors, all donations went to that.
Oh,
I think back then, probably 5 years ago, they'd raised about 10 grand for Royal Flying Doctors.
Yeah, but, that's good. Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it in my life, boys. There's chickens in this little net thing running around in this 20 metres.
So we got very good. So chickens. Bill,
where
chickens?
Are you sending the prize? What about that for a topic, by the way? Old topic.
We got chicken Full races. Board. Blokes running backward races, yabby races, camel racing, and cane toad races.
And the tractor pull.
And the tractor pull.
Righto, where are you going?
Fishing classic.
Yep.
Oh, we've had it all here.
Yeah.
I didn't mind.
Oh, no.
You like the backwards? All right. Mickey Boy from Glen Iris.
Is that Leroy helping us?
Leroy's helping me out there.
$150 voucher to Zonzo Estate.
Oh, mate, that's funny. Donald McDonald, seriously, he put himself into that race with no preparation
at
all.
How'd
he go? No good. How do you reckon he went?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Take the pumpkin off your head and put your real head back on.
Triple M's Guernsey Cash. See, I grew up in Perth, Raps.
Yes.
Yeah. It's jumper cat. It's a footy jumper.
I'm with you, Jim. I've
never known him to be called a Guernsey.
Exactly.
Well, Onion put it together, so take it with Onion.
That'd be the private school.
No, but someone texts me, Jim, because I said this too, Jim, and someone texts me from an AFL shop that sells them and says, no, they're Guernseys.
Guernseys?
Yeah.
Wow. Righto. Well, it's Triple M's Guernsey Cash. Mm-hmm. Yep. 10 grand on the line. Alessio took it out of our pocket yesterday.
We thought we might hold on to it for a bit longer.
Well, Onion was hoping a good 6 months without him to part with any of it. He's gone within 3 days.
Yes.
So now we've got a contestant on the line, Fat Matt from Sky.
G'day, Matty. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Billy, yourself?
Did you listen yesterday to Alessio?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Ooh. Jeez, he was good.
All right. Are you, you know your numbers? Who do you barrack for?
Back for the pies. Yeah, look, like to think I have a pretty good knowledge.
Right, and what do you do?
BDM for a nut and bolt company.
A BDM, which is Business Development Manager, Jim.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
And a nut and bolt.
Right, so on. What do you do?
Nuts and bolts.
No. What does a business development manager actually do, Matty?
I guess try and get new business, pretty much.
Righto. Good on you. Build the business, Fat. You should have known that.
Well, I didn't know what he does.
Mm-hmm. What are the rules, please, that Matty's got to play by?
So 30 seconds on the clock. Matty will read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You need to tell us which number they wore. They could have worn two numbers at the club. We'll accept either answer. You can pass. We'll come back to it if there's time. And if you get all 10 Guernsey numbers correct, like Alessio did yesterday, the 10K is yours. And the time starts as soon as JB finishes reading out the first player and their club.
Righto. So I read out the number, Matty, and Fat keeps count.
No.
So you ready for
us? You read out the name.
You ready for us, Matty?
Yep, absolutely. Oh. Yep.
Here we go. First name, and then the clock starts. Patrick Dangerfield, Geelong.
32.
Jack Viney, Melbourne.
7.
Hunter Clark, St Kilda.
Pass.
David Swallow, Gold Coast.
24.
Scott Lucas, Essendon.
25.
Isaac Smith, Geelong.
7.
Tony Liberatore, Western Bulldogs.
39.
Brent Maloney, Brisbane.
21.
Jeff Farmer, Fremantle.
33.
Ollie Florence, Sydney. Oh, we're blown up. How's he gone?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You missed on Dangerfield 35, not 32. Passed on Hunter Clark. And the other one you got wrong, mate, was Brent Maloney at Brisbane was number 21. But that wasn't bad, because that was a hard one. It was always going to be a hard one.
The next one up was going to be a tough one. And Matty, apologies for that. But we're running a little lean here at the M's.
We're shaking the cans a little bit.
Out the front. All right, so what does Matty take away, please?
Matty, you and three mates are going to head along to the All-Star Mile, which is a pretty good consolation prize, if you don't mind. 16th of March, Caulfield Racecourse. Visit mrc.racing.com for more info.
There you go, Matty.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Well done,
good
mate.
On you, man. Good chatting to you, and good luck with the BDMs.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
How good was the chicken parmy?
First thing you bought me in the 24 years we've known each other.
No, you'll get invoiced. Don't worry about that.
Rosie Walton's in the studio.
Here we go. Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Super Mole,
Rosie Walton.
Oh, here she is.
She's in the studio.
Been too long, Hose.
Oh, I've got some TV news that I think you might enjoy, James. Yes, now, oh, hi, Bill. Sorry.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah. Hi, Nick.
Guy Ritchie fans in this studio. Are there
and
any?
I am a massive one.
That's what I thought. We remember the movie Snatch, Leroy.
Yes. Of course.
Where?
London.
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 London?
Yes, London. You know, fish, chips, cup of tea, bad food, worse weather, merry Poppins, London.
That's the man, of course, who's on our opener, Hose.
He is, yes. Yeah. And he is now a part of a Netflix series, The Gentleman. So Guy Ritchie had the movie The Gentleman, and there's an 8-parter based on The Gentleman in which Vinnie Jones stars.
Bit of swearing, because these movies do have a lot of...
potty mouth?
Yeah, potty mouth.
Oh, no doubt. So that gentleman, and his name escapes me. I can picture him. He's the man who says, is that moron number one?
Ray
Put
Winston?
Moron number two on the phone. That's that same voice.
Oh.
Yeah, and that crab.
So that'll be fun.
And now not with us anymore. I love Guy Ritchie.
Good joke yesterday, Bill.
Oh, thank you. Oh. Thank you, Hose.
Praise where required.
Did we get a smile out of Jim, by the way?
I think we did. I saw a little something in the corner of the right part of your mouth, James.
He had wind.
Yeah, I did.
Popular in the airlock.
Yeah, I know. The bananas out there thought it was funny.
Bill and I had a bit of an event to go to together on Monday night.
Oh, I
said we had a fling.
In Fitzroy.
You wish.
We did. Fitzroy. Was she at home at Fitzroy, Jimmy boy? We walked down there, went to the Gertrude Hotel. Hi, Rose. Hello, Rose. Haven't seen you for a while.
Well, that's rubbish. But has Bill driven you anywhere recently, James?
You should never allow him behind the wheel.
Why? What happened?
He's hopeless.
Well, he won't use the sat nav on the car, finds it too difficult, so he still uses his phone. I wish he had a Melways. G7, 48. But he commentates on everything as he's driving around and the windows are open. And he's saying things about people that he probably shouldn't be saying. I'm like, Bill, window.
No. But it's why we call him Wellcastle Hose. He just talks about stuff that's in front of him. What's this? Explain this photo
yes,
to me, please.
I'm getting to that. So we were there for the unveiling of a new business by our friend Steph. It's called Hot Shot PR. So anything in entertainment, if you need any publicity, Steph, go to Hotshot PR.
Did she pull a crowd?
Ripper. Oh, you were there.
Who's who?
Eddie Maguire was there. Dave Hughes was there. Dave Thornton.
Chief.
The Chief was there.
Chief even turned up.
Dermot. And walked straight past Dermot. Chief did.
Is that Pooey Connors I can see in the background?
Pooey Connors was there.
Limo was MC and people were asking, oh, my God, another cashy from Limo. What's going on?
Geez, but nice. Find a gig.
Steph is actually very good friends with Limo. But I did a little video just to capture the moment.
Right.
And as I pan around the room, to my right, Bill was out on the balcony. No. And I need to apologise.
I haven't seen it.
I think, I'm sorry, Bill, but this was seen by many, many, many people.
Oh, what's
You're
fat
having
doing?
A bit of a scratch. You had your hands out of pants.
He's having a beer and he's got his hands down his pants, cupping his own kegs. Bill,
I thought
what
I was at home.
What the hell is that?
I thought I was at home watching the TV, Jim, just having a beer. And
what
just...
sort of an animal does that at a PR launch?
A monkey. That's what I am.
Oh, my
he's,
God.
He's got jockey jocks on.
Oh, no.
They're good jocks. They're the only ones that fit me.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I feel like I should apologise, but maybe you need to apologise to Steph.
Well, she wouldn't have seen that.
She did, because yeah, I tagged her in it. Oh.
She was tagged in. I can see it.
Steph Rez and Hotshot PR.
Oh, God. Right. That'll be their photo.
Publicity.
That's her photo for Hotshot
PR. You represent us when you're out in public. You can't be doing that.
Well, I didn't know I was doing it.
Were you just trying to find your tiny little tosser?
No, no. I just had to rearrange it.
Oh, no.
Anyway, let's move on. Don't take photos of people when they don't know it.
It was a video.
Well, don't take videos of people.
Right.
You do it at an event.
All right. Yes.
Your influence. Right.
And move
yes.
on. Let's move on.
I'm moving on, am I?
Moving on.
loving Guernsey Cash. Ooh. And yes. Well done to today's contestant. But yes. Yesterday, Alessio, my gosh, 10 grand. And I loved how he said this.
Mate, I've waited my whole life for a segment like this, so it's about time.
About time.
It was good. He was a barista. I thought he got no chance here. And he just went bang. He started well and got better.
He did. And people are hanging it on Onion in the comments on the video. So that's what I like the most.
We like that.
He deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I was sure when I looked at the list today, I'd see a Vinnie Cotoggio.
Yeah.
Or a Gavin Exel. Real obscure. So Glenn Middlemiss. Someone like that from back in the 70s.
Jason Davenport.
Yeah, just to make sure we didn't lose any more cash.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
He's not in today, by the way, Unjun.
Yeah, no.
He won't be in tomorrow.
Exactly.
He's off.
That's it, Hose.
That's it. See you for Saturday Rub.
All right.
Oh, looking forward to it, Hose.
Yes, our first
you
one.
You ready?
Yes.
Got the quiz ready. Camel on down.
Why are you asking him that?
Yes.
He hasn't been ready for one edition in the 5 years he's done it.
I just thought, new leaf or something. Stop looking down your top.
Imagine that leaf falling on it.
We got a new leaf, a new quiz, a new build, everything. It's going to be magnificent.
A new, turn him off.
A new audio thing at the start. What's that called, Leroy?
An opener?
Opener. Leroy, say it.
Oh, no.
Who
enough
brought
gaps
Leroy?
To drive your car through there or not?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you call it when you've been in the plane too long? What's that called, Raps? Air shock. So,
JB and Bill.
Speaking of the listener app, of course, so we like the crossover because there's some magnificent shows on the listener app like Footy Talk.
Yes.
4 days a week. And Nathan Broad, of course, multiple premiership player for the Richmond Footy Club, on Footy Talk today was talking about what it's like to be in the Jimmy Webster crosshairs, Fat, because you remember Nathan landed in the brown stuff himself not long ago. Let's have a listen to Nathan Broad.
I was on Jimmy's end round two last year against Adelaide, which you never want to be, but unfortunately, I found myself there as well. And I can't speak on behalf of Jimmy, but I felt sick. I messaged Patrick and said, I hope you're all right and hope everything's well. And I never intended to go in and hurt him.
Tell us what that's like when you're playing out the rest of the game and you know that you've done something that is going to get you in hot water and you are going to miss a bunch of footy. And it's something that, yes, you're meant to be physical, but certainly you didn't mean to hurt a player in that way. What's that like for the rest of the game?
Oh yeah, it's horrible. You can't play. You can't think. I remember looking over, just thinking like, is he all right? Is he up yet? Around the bench. Then at halftime, I asked, has anyone heard? Like, is he all right? And then after the game, I went up to their coach Nixon and just said, is he okay? And he said, yeah, he's down the rooms. So yeah, it's pretty much impossible to play the game out.
Very interesting. Good on you, Brody. Good man. And also, while we're talking about all this on Willow Talk,
right?
Matthew Hayden told a cracking story about the Aussies, even the Ashes boot camp from 2006.
We all lined up at some random place in the middle of nowhere in Brisbane, freezing cold. We all had a backpack, numbers on our back, and the senior sergeant, he said, you've got to call me senior sergeant. He said, in file of the number, you've got to go through what looked like this old aircraft hangar, follow the yellow lines, come to the end, stop, don't talk, and unpack the contents of your bags because you've been given lists. Nothing additional will be coming. Unpack your medicinal drugs that you need because we'll be considering those as well. So Wardy comes in, but in his medicinal column, he's got these two fresh racks of special filtered Benson Hedges. They're like his holy grail. So the senior sergeant comes up to him and says, mate, they're not medicinal. And he just cuts him off, right? And he says, I'm going to keep this really short for you, champ. If they don't go, the king doesn't go.
Speaking of cricket and speaking of the Ashes, this man dominated them last time. Travis Head, the second test against New Zealand starts tomorrow, but he joins us next on the Rush Hour. JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What about taking responsibility for your own broadcasting?
Australia kick off their second test against New Zealand tomorrow, and we're joined right now by good friend of the show, Trav Head.
Two fielders on the leg side for Travis Head.
Been magnificent for the Australian team now for a long period of time. 1-0 in the series over there in New Zealand.
Yep.
And he joins us, Travis Head. Welcome to you.
Hello, boys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, now, nice winning. I got a little worried when the Kiwis were only two down and needing 200-odd. I thought Ravindra, especially, who's high quality, if he gets rolling, it might be a bit touchy.
No, but nice.
Heady, in the end, was a bloody win with a leg in the air.
Yeah, the goat got into his work, didn't he? So for a ground that wasn't predicted to spin much, it spun a fair bit. So, nice week. Obviously, we probably didn't play at our best, but nice when you're able to come out of results like we have, feeling like we've got a few points to get better at, which is nice, and we look forward to tomorrow and cracking into it.
Spot on. Yeah, the wicket, it was green as my backyard, unbelievable. But then, so plenty of bounce, but then it spun. How did that work?
Yeah, well, I think we're 50-50 on the toss, to be honest. Right. All the numbers were throughout the whole week was like spin and seam are very similar. I think just a lot had to depend on what was above you and whether or not it was an overcast day or a sunny day. So we copped a bit of rain the day before the test, overcast morning, so we're going to obviously bowl. But if the sun was out, we were obviously happy to bat. So we knew if we put some work into it, we didn't get it totally right, but we worked on a thing. Gaz is walking past me now and still telling me how well he bowled. So, and then no one predicted. Obviously, they've come out and said the same thing, that they didn't realise that we didn't predict the wicket to spin as much as it did. Obviously, not playing a spinner themselves. And we have the luxury, obviously, with a couple of all-rounders to always hold Gaz in the team. And spin's always becoming a factor in Test cricket at some stage of the game. So, nice for him to play a huge part in it. Yeah.
Well, as the great Shane Warne always used to say, if it seems, it'll spin.
Right.
And it generally does. And, even spun for our man. One of the great catches, by the way,
Heady.
From Steve Smith.
Was
there any movement of that, Heady, or was that just a basic outswinger?
We are the greatest combination, Gaz. He's the spinner, I'm the non-spinner. So, he gets him playing for the spin, and then I'll come on and just sneak one. So I actually ran off to have a spell for an over, and the coach, Ronnie, and was like, oh, I've got a couple ideas for you. And one of them was, I think you should come on the other end. And, mate, you should see the look I gave him. I was like, you're kidding yourself. Get back upstairs in the warm. And I ran out the captain, and he thought the same thing. And the next over, I was bowling. So I wasn't too sure about it. I ended up with a wicket. So, goodbye them. I was very surprised by the fact that they wanted me to have a trundle from that end when the seamers were getting the job done. But never mind, got to do something.
Fat, I was watching my young bloke play for Halebury, and I was watching the scores from New Zealand, and I saw the wicket.
Yep.
I hadn't seen it live. I just saw it in the in the wicket column on the app.
Yes.
And I turned to the bloke next to me, Stu Wigney, used to play centre half back for Adelaide.
He did.
I said, fair dinkum, how the f*** Heady getting out? That's the exact sentence I said, Heady.
Mate, I tell you what, if it wasn't for the bowlers, Smithy wouldn't take any catches. So I'll take all the credit there,
bowlers.
Mate.
The bowlers.
He did stand on his head, but never mind. But yeah, he's got 181 catches. That means they've bowled 181 pretty good rocks together.
That was a hell of a catch.
It was.
I'm in the bowlers group there.
Now, I see that. Not in the batters. We'll ask you that shortly. But Kerry O'Keefe always said that. Guess how I got him out? He played for the spin.
That's my mantra at the moment.
That's what. points to work on. Let's have it.
We'll get to a break and.
Oh, well, let's tease it because people won't change
so,
over.
So, well, let's finish with the cricket chat because I know you're going to go down a path. I don't want
you. No.
I'll exit if you go down this path.
Heady said himself there's a few points to work
on. We'll get to that
as
next.
As a batting group, Jim.
Cam Green, by the way, what an innings that was. He's getting better and better and better, Heady, but he won't bat much better than that at Test level.
No, no, it was unbelievable. And that's what I guess what I said earlier. And with a few points to improve, we've always had someone stand up in the innings, and especially within the batters. And he made it his day. And I think when the next top score is 40, extras were in there a little bit as well. And to get 174 on that on day one, when you're 50-50 off whether you're a bat or bowl, and toss doesn't go your way, to roll out 170 on day one, it's an unbelievable effort.
All right, now what we're going to do, I know you where you're headed, but you need to behave yourself because Heddy's a great friend of the show and of ours.
No, we've got to ask the question.
All right, so that is coming up next. Right. And I'm also going to mention the fact that the Grey Nichols Company have brought the scoop back out.
Yep.
A bat that the Chappell brothers and myself put on the map back in the 80s.
Are you going to mention the down the left side?
So. Heddy, stick around.
We can answer as many questions about Marlins as you want, mate. Don't worry.
Stick around. Christchurch, of course, the test match tomorrow. We're speaking to Aussie star Travis Head.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What was the boy called? Oh, no. Sorry. It's my own writing.
Come on, Pat.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Good friend of the show, Travis Head, has stuck around. The second test between Australia and New Zealand starts tomorrow.
Now, we're all big enough, Jim. Wim and I played a couple of bad games in a row.
A lot of bad games.
Yeah, I did. But you'd hear from the...
hasn't had the best of
Thank you, Rabsy. But a few points to work on, and one of them would be batting as a unit. Just not individual, batting as a unit. Is that fair to say, Trav? And do you sit around and have a really good heart-to-heart?
I think this group's played a long time with each other to know that, yeah, there's a few blokes that we need to, I guess, come together as one, but we've done a lot. So there's probably been a few blokes that have been eager for the runs. There's no doubt. Obviously, I finished half decent in the summer, and then you put the mockers on me in Brisbane. I was pretty keen to get away last week, and did in the first. Felt like I was close in the second. Tried to push the game along a little bit, and would have loved to spend a bit more time out there. Yeah, a bit disappointed with the shot, but also disappointed that I got myself into a moment. So 30 balls, spent a bit of time out there. I think that's what you look for as a batter. I know it's working. I'm probably training better in the nets than I ever have, which is good. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing for me. I normally get knocked over in the nets and go and get 100. So batting well in the nets, working extremely hard on the game at the minute. So, I had a chill day today. Didn't do much today, just knowing that yesterday I trained really, really well, and try and go out nice and relaxed, and not try to, work too hard or in your mind think about too many factors. Just go out and you're facing a little red ball, just watch it as hard as you can, react as best as I can. And I think when I've played well, I've done that. Yep. Obviously speaking for myself, but also Martin's spent a million times in the net, a million balls, does what he needs to do. And the list goes on for guys that are keen to get runs. And it's not only the guys that get runs, it's also the guys like Greeny that are keen to, when you get 100,
go on.
You feel like you're in the zone. And I guess for me, it's the pressures of then knowing what you can do in the international stage and going out and trying to produce that every time. You're always trying to strive for perfection, and it's always frustrating when you can't get in the runs, but because in the back of your mind you know that you can do it. So balance acting that it's all part of it. So go out nice and fresh tomorrow. It is a green wicket. It looks like it's going to be challenging over the first couple of days. So again, cricket's a two innings thing. If it doesn't work in the first innings, how am I going to impact the second innings? So hopefully I go out tomorrow, and if we are batting, I play well and can impact the game early. But look, like last week, if it doesn't go my way, then how can I impact the second innings? How can I crack on? So
good answer.
And our last we've got Red Bull for a few months till it starts smacking white ball around.
Yeah. So, sorry, what'd you say? Eddie. Now, the other thing we've got to bring up.
What are you going with?
No, well, last time we spoke, and we just had a bit of fun with our good mate Trav. It's all fun, Jim.
Oh, is that what it
LOL.
Is?
LOL.
Well, until it all goes wrong.
Well, unfortunately, it did go wrong. Have a listen, Trav.
All right, Trav. I'll see you out in the middle tomorrow. Good luck, big test match. The pink ball at the Gabba.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Don't get caught behind down leg side.
Oh, I won't.
Bimo Roach around the wicket to the left hand, a full down the leg side. And
oh, that's out.
He hasn't hit it, has he? He hasn't hit it. He has. He's got a little nick down the leg side. Travis Head is gone.
Unlucky, Trev.
Did Bray show you the message I sent him, Fat, or not?
Yeah, he did.
I think that pretty much sums it up.
I don't know if you can say it on air, Jim.
No, you definitely can't, but I think you get there. I think most of the listeners will get the idea where you're going with that.
I saw him out in the middle the next day. He said, you tell that fat, and then the next five words he said I couldn't ever say on air. That's all I heard come out of the great man.
Very unlucky to get caught down.
No, it is, and it won't happen again. Yeah. We don't need to worry about that. Now, what I love, Hedy, are the retro bats. We talked before about the fact that the grey nickel scoop, which was released in the mid-70s, Ian and Greg Chappell used to use them. They've brought them back. I know the Kookaburra have done the same thing with the bubble and a few other ones. It's brilliant to see the old ones coming back.
No, it is good. Obviously, with big Mitchy Marsh in the squad as well, his old man used one, so he gave me the rundown on it because I'm slightly too young for the scoop. But I know just before when we were talking on the phone, before we did the interview, you gave me the rundown on how good you were with it, Bray. So, put it on the map with a couple other notable names.
Probably,
but
probably bigger good. Names.
It's obviously great initiative. Everyone loves it. We're always talking in the sheds about the bats and what you grew up using, and some of the older boys in the sheds. I think Divin Nudo used one as well, and he's still running one actually in the pre-warm-up stuff. Go. So it's nice it's back. I have floated the option about using it at some point, so we may see it. Stu obviously makes unbelievable bats at Grey Nicks, so I'm sure he's going to make an absolute beauty scoop for me at some stage to maybe use in a fixture.
Get it out there, mate. The GC scoop they used to be in my day, and they were superb bats.
Everyone had one.
Magnificent.
Everyone had one. And then it went to two scoops, and then it went to four. Do you have one? What did you use growing up, Trav, in South Australia?
I was a Adam Gilchrist man, so I had all the Puma gear when I grew up. I looked after at a young age by Gunnar Moore. So then I stuck with Gunnar Moore for a long time, and then now made the move to Grey Nick. So pretty much a three bat man through my life. Didn't change too much, and I'm on to a beauty now. But I'm not quite old enough for the scoop. So I've just got to look at the footage of Bray batting in the black and white.
Don't look
That's
too long.
True. No, not a lot. You have to keep your eyes peeled.
You know, I had the SS jumbo.
I think you had that over the shoulder of that clip in the Wacker, didn't you, that day, with that visor half off your head?
Couldn't get the helmet to fit my head properly, Hedy. They weren't as sophisticated back then as they are now. And it provided fast bowlers with a target, and my God, did they go after it.
Oh, didn't they? What?
I did bump into Mervin, actually, yesterday. Big Merv at the airport.
He would have chewed your ear off.
Don't mention that.
No, he wasn't too bad. He was getting on the flight. Yeah, the touring group. He had about 75 years to chew off.
Geez, he'd be getting sick of them. Day one would be okay. Day four, you'd be sick of them. Hey, so then you finish this, you come back to Adelaide, gather rounds on, live golf. It's all happening in Adelaide, Hedy.
Yeah, I've cleared the schedule. We're not getting married this year, Bill. So everyone's it's clear weekend for Adelaide to do whatever they like, which is good. But no, I'm 2 days at home and going to IPL.
Oh.
So I unfortunately miss a beautiful part of Adelaide in the time. We've gathered around and live golf and everything. Jess is going to have absolute belter time, I think. But, I got 2 days at home, and then I'm off to Hyderabad with Pat and the boys and experience that again, which is exciting.
Well, mate, we love the Aussie cricket team, obviously, here on the Rush Hour Fat, but our two favourites are Travis Head
and
Alex Carey.
And Keza.
Because they always jump on and chat to us. They're very generous with their time. Mate, good luck tomorrow. 2-0 against the old sheep enjoyers, and then off to India for you.
Thank you. I'm glad you didn't say Marcus Harris then. So cheers.
Oh, yeah, bro. We do
He'll
like
be Mick. Spewing fat. He'll be spewing.
Well, he's not playing, so we forgot.
He'll be texting you.
I know.
Good luck, Hedy. Thanks for that, mate.
Thanks. Travis said on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What did Bill just call Josh Green?
Oh, no.
He says.
He actually got up very early and spoke to Josh Green, who's a basketball, plays with the Dallas Mavericks.
A basketball.
Jim, that's how he identifies.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Now tomorrow, Michael Zarafa, the pretty boy.
Is he still fighting?
got a title fight in Vegas.
Well, why do you reckon he's coming on?
I'd talk about
what, to tell us he's retired or he's running a flower shop or something.
Track suits for the banana colour tracksuit.
He's still fighting.
That's what he asked.
Anyway, Aaron Phillips also in, of course, joining Triple M football and Seven football and arguably the greatest ever AFLW player. We can't wait to speak to Aaron Phillips as well. Now, Fats crowing about the joke from yesterday. He had to go down the filth path because he knew he would cop a woolly bully again. And if he didn't, so he went for a Friday joke on a Wednesday. Where are we headed today?
Well, when I used to play Jim and have a good game, I'd kick 7 or 8. Guess what would happen the next week?
What?
Well, maybe 1 or none. Oh! So I think we're going in that direction, Leroy.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
See if you can smile too, old cat's bum there. Fair dinkum. Jim.
You're coming through very weirdly into my ears, which is strange. Yes, go on.
Exterminate. Jim, I have a friend who writes music about sewing machines.
Yes?
He's a singer-songwriter.
Oh, no.
Or.
Raps.
Or.
Or. He's going straight into joke number two.
Or so it seems.
Oh, that's God.
See? It's a double banger. Bang, bang. Jim. See,
I can't do this.
I can.
I'm the first week back and you're already serving that shite up.
And
it sounds worse because of your stupid voice in my ears. Are we leaving it up to Leroy?
Leroy?
Leroy, what are you giving that crap?
I'll tell you what, the old ice cream seller from Tassie, if you don't give it...
Oh, yes! Leroy!
You're a
yes!
dick. You're never coming back here again.
Leroy, you've never finally again. Grown some pills.
Go to the Lions.
I love it.
Go to the Lions.
Put the fingers up, Leroy.
Never come back again.
Good boy, Leroy.
I'll get Jasper
That's all
in
it deserved, Fat.
Oh, I didn't mind it. It was a double banger that Leroy didn't get.
A double banger.
Double banger.
Yeah,
double
right.
banger.
Yeah.
Anyway, have fun calling the game.
That really crap note.
Straight into the Triple M
back.
Team. Footy's back.
All right.
Who wins?
Melbourne.
Sydney.